From the Marketplace Morning Report, I'm David Brancaccio. We're looking into medical evidence that older people who are otherwise sharp become more vulnerable to scammers taking their money. As a couple near St. Louis described it, the father had entered a kind of spam and scam hell.
It became his new reality.
His life went from what we would consider to be fairly normal in his interactions with the outside world to where literally every interaction he was getting was some sort of attempt to take advantage of him.
They watch this play out after the dad, Art Schreiber, then 82 and no one talking dementia, moved in with the kids after his wife passed away. Art is an Army veteran who became an auditor who at one point served as the state of Missouri's top insurance fraud fighter. Art shared a home office with his son, Chad, who ended up like a defensive lineman, repeatedly jumping in to block scammers trying to tackle his dad via phone and email. Today in our series, Brains and Losses, let's get a sense of the perps who target seniors.
He said, "They need me to go get some money." And I said, "What are you talking about?"
Chad had looked out and thought, "That's weird. Why is Dad on the phone making a beeline toward the car?"
So they had our address, and they were trying to give him driving directions down to Walgreens, which is a Western Union outlet.
The caller was trying to get the dad to wire $750 to prove he had a U.S. bank account, and if he did, the dad could collect a big grant from some quote-unquote federal program. Was this a way to snag Art's banking info or just to get the $750? It's not clear. The son took the steering wheel, but instead of Western Union, Chad drove to the bank and tipped off Amanda, the manager, because Art often felt his son was too cautious in money matters.
So Amanda sat him down and gave him that sincere heart-to-heart that he really, truly, truly needed. "Art, this is not real. These are people trying to steal your money. They are not going to send you anything." And he finally seemed to get it.
Scammer 0, Schreiber family 1 on that one. The Federal Trade Commission centralizes reports of fraud from other agencies through its Consumer Sentinel Network. In 2018 alone, the FTC received more than 500,000 complaints of imposter scams, like the imposter claiming you've got a government grant or won a sweepstakes. In March, the Justice Department and other federal agencies announced a couple of hundred people had been busted in a sweep of frauds targeting seniors, including that fake grant thing.
Let's be clear, these are professional con artists. There are schools, scammer schools, where people are learning how to build a better scam, and that's why we are increasing resources and expanding our networks.
Antoinette Bacon, Associate Deputy Attorney General of the United States, the department's Elder Justice Coordinator at a news conference this year. Among those indicted in the sweep, a 58-year-old guy in Palm Harbor, Florida, who, according to the indictment, helped collect and transfer money for a scam call center based in India. While authorities often point to international organized crime, there's also a domestic supply chain. Here's America's former chief postal inspector talking of elder fraud enablers.
A Montana writer who had been creating solicitations for every fraudster in the sweepstakes industry for more than 20 years has been charged.
Also busted, a Las Vegas printer who ran off the copies. Scammers are also interested in money laundering, turning older victims into often unwitting money mules. And there were others vying for Art Schreiber's money near St. Louis when he got into what are called binary options, where he put in about $6,000.
They then would start calling him to say, "Oh, you need to be investing this money. Oh, you need to put in more money. If you want to make money, you have to put in money."
This was an overseas firm where you bet that a stock or something will be above or below a certain price at a certain time of day. Some call this gambling. Others see an investment strategy. U.S. regulators have repeatedly warned about many foreign binary options platforms. A big part of that business was run from Israel, which moved to ban the industry in 2017. And last year, the CEO of an Israeli company that did sales and customer outreach for the company Art Schreiber used was arrested and is awaiting trial in Maryland on charges of wire fraud.
We finally looked into filing some charges.
But the family didn't, given how the company seemed so far away. Now, complete strangers going after the money of vulnerable seniors is only part of the picture. Later this week, we'll look at the shocking percentage of financial abuse perpetrated by family members. As for Chad, he's now teaching free seminars in his spare time, starting at his church, to help people spot the signs their elder relatives are being scammed. And the dad, now at an assisted living facility down the road, told me he appreciates why his son and daughter-in-law are so wary of get-cash-quick offers.
They rightfully felt always be on your guard because this is a scam. But the only thing is, I felt that they sometimes passed up opportunities.
Chad now has Art's consent to make financial decisions on his behalf, power of attorney. Next in the series, what can government and industry do to protect people like Art Schreiber? This is part of the Marketplace series, Brains and Losses, the Bottom Line on Aging and Financial Vulnerability. You can listen to the one-hour special and find resources, including how to protect loved ones from financial scammers, at marketplace.org.